Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 12, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe, who is the Chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe, caps 3,274 graduates at the University of Zimbabwe, among them Deputy President Joyce Mujuru and his wife Grace.
It's looking quite clear that Grace Mugabe is now a very important player in the succession of Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF political matrix.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says the move by the government to increase levies and taxes will hit the poor more, with companies closing shop altogether.
So far into the year, we have got 33 complaints. And what is coming out of our complaints report is that as journalists and media people, we are missing it on the basic issues of accuracy, fairness and balance.
The Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe says the ethical standards in news reporting are on the decline in Zimbabwe.
And the Movement for Democratic Change of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says all is set for its 15th anniversary celebrations in Masvingo.
President Robert Mugabe, the Chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe, today capped 3,274 graduates at the University of Zimbabwe, among them Deputy President Joyce Mujuru and his wife Grace Mugabe. The two women graduated with a Doctor of Philosophy degrees. Grace Mugabe's thesis was the changing social structure of the family, the case of children's homes in Zimbabwe. No case study was cited in the official University of Zimbabwe 2014 graduation booklet. Vice President Joyce Mujuru was conferred a doctorate degree in commerce. Her thesis was a strategic explanatory entrepreneurship study of sustainable agricultural business, case studies of Mitchell and Mitchell in Mashonaland East and Dotito Irrigation Scheme in Mashonaland Central Province. Mujuru, who left Howard Institute while doing Form 2 in 1973 to join the liberation struggle, had to study from home because of her commitments as a cabinet minister. Mujuru has a master's degree in strategic management. Speaking with the media after being conferred with her doctorate, Mrs. Mujuru said she was elated to have reached the pinnacle of her studies. She said the road to the doctorate had not been easy, adding, if she could do it, then every other Zimbabwean woman could, regardless of being rich or poor. She urged women in Zimbabwe to take up further educational studies. Political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya says he was at the University of Zimbabwe today. He spoke with Tatenda Gumbo.
As for Vice President Naya Mujuru, if you would remember, you would know that in 1980, Naya Mujuru had very little education. But what we know is that she's a hard worker. She worked to get the first degree and everything. So I may not doubt that if he had a real PhD degree, because he is of insurance, he is of working hard, which is also reflected in a role during the liberation struggle.
Looking at this from a political standpoint in ZANU-PF itself, what does it mean for the party?
I think what I have seen is that it seems there is a wedge between the first lady and the vice president. It seems there is some competition of some sort, and this competition of some sort is coming from the other side, the first lady. I don't know what was the political message they want to put across.
Some are already saying that this will play into what are so-called factions in ZANU-PF. Will that do that? And also, will it affect when it comes to December?
I don't want to read much about December. You see, the issue is that the vice president, Naya Mujuru, is the vice president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, and he is the vice president of ZANU. It will take a lot of mischief and a lot of political gerrymandering to undo this woman.
That was political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya speaking there with reporter Tatenda Gumbo. Tatenda also spoke with political activist Blessing Vava.
From what I've read today, both at the University of Zimbabwe and from what people are saying generally, the conferment of the degree has been received with mixed feelings among Zimbabweans. First and foremost, people are doubting if she really went for this doctoral degree. And others are saying that maybe it's a strategy to position Grace Mugabe to in the ZANU-PF matrix of the succession.
Looking at her political ascension, will it have any bearing in regards to where she will be politically?
Well, I think it's all a strategy and a ploy to spruce the image of Mugabe and also to make somehow a very competent person by this doctoral degree. But as things are unfolding and approaching the ZANU-PF Congress, it's looking quite clear that Grace Mugabe is now a very important player in the succession of Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF political matrix.
That was political analyst Blessing Vava speaking there with reporter Tatenda Gumbo.